You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report from Otago University in Wellington has discovered that 5% of houses in New Zealand are lacking at least one of six basic amenities, including drinkable tap water, electricity, or a toilet. The report, which was conducted by He Kāinga Oranga, or Housing and Health Research Programme, reached this conclusion after analysing statistics from the 2018 New Zealand Census, which was the first one to ask New Zealanders about their household access to basic amenities. Helen Vickers is a research fellow at the He Kāinga Oranga Housing and Health Research Programme and the lead author of the report. I spoke to her earlier this morning. First question is, what's the reason behind commissioning this report?
Well, we've been wanting to know. New Zealand has a definition of homelessness that up until recently we weren't able to fully evaluate because there just wasn't data available. And Statistics New Zealand in the 2018 census included some questions which would allow the full all the categories in the New Zealand definition of homeless to be evaluated for the first time. And so this report is digging into that and using that wonderful data that Statistics New Zealand got for us.
So,
got for New Zealand.
The report found that 5.2% of private dwellings lacked at least one of the six basic amenities that you include as tap water, electricity, a toilet, a sink. It's quite surprising, isn't it?
It is. It's really shocking. I think the amenity that was missing most often was tap water, drinkable tap water, and the amenity missing next most often was electricity. These are both service-type amenities. They're not about the necessarily about the fabric of the dwelling, though they might be. They're often about what goes into the dwelling. With drinkable tap water, it was missing at a greater rate in rural areas, but also in some urban areas. And one can speculate a bit that in rural areas, it's maybe to do with tank water and for water supplies, and in urban areas, it may be more to do with people living in garages or the like. But that is speculation.
The reports, how many of the household surveys are tenants?
This was using the 2018 census, so hopefully the entirety of New Zealand was covered. But we know that, obviously, the census was not perfect, but it's the best guess we have. So we had represented a proportion of tenants across New Zealand. And when we also analysed the data by ownership categories, and surprisingly, about half the dwellings without basic amenities were in dwellings owned by the residents or owned by one of their family trusts, and about half were in dwellings that were rented either from the private market or through public rentals. But because there are fewer rental dwellings than there are owned dwellings in New Zealand, the rate for rented dwellings is higher.
That's quite surprising. That's a really surprising statistic, because when we hear about stories of houses that aren't probably maintained or doesn't have proper amenities, that's usually a rental property.
Certainly when we talk, a lot of the stories about housing missing amenities are about rental properties. But there's also known issues in New Zealand with maintenance of old dwellings. The Brand has commissioned housing surveys for a long time, which has shown a lot of New Zealand houses have maintenance issues. Certainly, rental dwellings tend to have more maintenance issues, but yes.
Okay. The government a couple of years ago rolled in the healthy home standards that requires rental properties to have proper heating, insulation, ventilation, moisture, ingress and drought stopping. Do you think these sort of standards should be for rental property at least, should be rolled out to cover more basic amenities as well?
Well, strictly speaking, the basic amenities that are that we've looked at in this report are largely already covered under the 1947 Housing Improvement Regulations. Those regulations require that dwellings have drinkable, potable, it says potable tap water, but it means drinkable tap water, and a kitchen sink, and a way of washing, and a source of energy for heating in the house. And, you know, so the reason we chose these basic amenities to look at is because they are largely already covered under what New Zealand Housing is supposed to have.
Your report also covered how many children were living in these conditions. Can you tell us how many are there?
Just over 4% of children under the age of 5 were living in dwellings without access to tap water. So if you think about it, and you imagine a classroom of bubbly 5-year-olds ready to take on the world, and then imagine that one of them is going home to a place without water in the tap for some reason or other. And then you imagine what this might do to how difficult it's going to be for the people caring for that child to give them the great start in life that all parents want to give their kids. How are they going to be able to teach their child to clean their teeth well so their oral health is good? And they, because teaching a child to clean their teeth takes a long time. If there isn't a tap to clean the teeth under, wash the toothbrush under, how are they going to encourage water as the drink of preference for both oral health and for obesity prevention? How are they going to help the child learn to read with the little books that kids often get sent home with if there isn't electricity in the dwellings for lights to go on, so they need to look at the little books by torchlight or by candlelight? And that's not even thinking about the fire issues of people who might need to use candles to light at night.
So we can basically conclude from this report that providing basic amenities in a house impacts a lot of other policy areas.
These are, we were looking at dwellings lacking basic amenities because these are the things that have enormous follow-on impacts. These aren't really optional extras, we think.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.